Welcome to the Oklahoma State Defensive Press Conference. It's my pleasure to introduce Oklahoma State Defensive Coordinator Glenn Spencer. Welcome, Coach. If you wouldn't mind introducing your players.
Sure. Thank you. Just in general, we had another good practice today. Special, I know, for all these guys I'm going to introduce because it's back home for them. But I want you to know we didn't prop these guys up here just because they were from a few mile radius of here. All these are great players for us, and I have been since they arrived in Stillwater. Took a chance on us when we were down here recruiting them, and I'm very proud of these guys, probably more for how they handle themselves off the field. Just as much as how they love to play defense and play with the passion on the field. So I will introduce them to the left and go all the way down the road. Okay. Vincent Taylor to my left down here from Madison High School, defensive tackle. As you know, you just look at the stat sheet. He's been very productive. Good leader, very quiet young man. But he's always handled himself great, and I'm just glad he's had the recognition this year just because of a lot of production that he's had. And he'll be the first one to tell you a lot of times his production comes off of other people doing their job, but he's got the innate ability to snatch off a block and make plays on his own. So very glad he's up here with me and down here with us. Next to him, Jordan Stearns from down here in Cibolo Steel. Another young man that I remember going in and recruiting him is I was recruiting Ryan Simmons, and there was a little sophomore running around the field just tagging people left and right, and the coach said, "You'll be back for him," and I said, "He might be kind of small." He said, "Coach, you'll be back for him." Jordan's been an impact player since the day he came on campus with us. A very productive, great leader, probably one of the emotional backbone guys of our team and definitely of our unit. Be sorry to see him go this year. Next to him, we've got Ramon. Ramon from down here in Brackenridge. Again, the day he got here, played as a freshman and threw him out here on the field, and he just has a great ability to mix the love of playing the game with competing and you just have to spend about 2 minutes around him, and you can see that gleam in his eye, and he's what you need out there. Those guys got a lot of pressure on them on the corner, and just from meeting him in high school, he was an unbelievable misdirection, make you miss kind of quarterback, and then a great track guy, tremendous academic young man, and he's one that I was amazed at when we came in here. He wasn't getting recruited real highly at the time. Has been a great addition, a great productive player for us, and glad that he's going to be back around with us. And then last, down there at the end, Trey Flowers, Slim. He is from Judson High School, and I had all those Steel guys on the team in Madison, and I didn't know if I could get a Judson guy because they're supposed to be rivals, but I'm glad he took a chance on us. Trey is a very quiet young man. He wants to be great. He loves football. Has great length, which enables him to cover a lot of space, and a great attitude. All these young men, have been a great reason we've had some success on our side of the ball, causing turnovers and creating havoc and creating short fields for our offense. And it's nothing to do with X's and O's. It has to do with the character of these young men, them playing unselfish, and them playing for the guy beside them. And so I'm proud to be associated with them, and I'm glad they're here to represent us.
Questions, raise hand. Jenny.
Hey, guys. Jenny Carlson with the Oklahoma. And to Glenn and to Jordan, could you two talk about just the significance of a chance to win 10 games this year and sort of add to the run of really impressive seasons that this program's put together, what that means to you guys individually, but also the program as a whole?
I'll go first, Jordan. It's kind of until the season's over with me, Jenny, it's always been I don't like to reflect, and I don't like to kind of summarize things until it's all said and done. Because if we don't do it, we'll be sitting back and saying, why couldn't we get 10? But without skirting your question, we've had a string of success around here, but I try to get these guys just to think about the next game, and maybe when their career's over, look back and kind of see the superlatives. But yes, I mean, it's and because of these guys, we're in a position where that's the expectation in Stillwater now. Maybe when those first guys were around, it wasn't, you know, just to be able to get to the Alamo Bowl was something special. Now that we're here again, it's my second time around. These guys weren't here the last time. That was 10. But I guess we just love to do things right. We love to win the right way. I love for these guys to leave our program knowing that they've gained a lot about life, about being a brother, about sacrifice. And then, you know, if you can win 10 games and win bowl games, that's an awesome thing too. So I don't want to diminish that at all. But I just love the process to go through with these young men. Jordan?
Yeah, like Coach Spencer was saying, just enjoying the process with your teammates. You know, we work hard all off season, you know, with winter conditioning with Coach Glass. And then, you know, just to be able to go out there, you know, with your brothers and just have fun, you know, and enjoy the moment, enjoy each of these games. And especially it being my last game, you know, as a Cowboy, I've been taking in, you know, every last second, you know, with these guys up here and, you know, with the guys that aren't in here as well. But, you know, it's just fun and, you know, to win games. I mean, I think back to my sophomore year, you know, when I think we were 6-6 or whatever it was. And, you know, that's not very fun. But at the end of the day, we came so far as a team and bonded so much that, you know, it's fun to look back and just, you know, reminisce on those days that we were struggling.
Hey, Glenn, now that you've had a chance to look at their running back, Phillip Lindsay, on tape, does he compare to someone that you've played in the Big 12, and what do you see as sort of his major strengths?
How about you guys? Baylor had a Chafin was good like that, slashy guy. Reminds me a lot of Justice, you know, going against him in practice. I tell you, he's so tough for his size. You know, people bring pressure, and he thinks doesn't even give a second thought to putting his chin on a linebacker in pass pro. I know talking to Coach McIntyre, they said he is a really emotional leader for them, and you can see how he plays. I'm trying to think any other players that might be that slashy guy and can bust. He's just a mixture. He's his own guy. I mean, we respect him a lot, and mostly I always – tell these guys to respect authentic toughness, and I think he's a real guy. I think he's an authentic tough guy, and that's why I respect him a lot, and it'll be a great challenge to try to, you know, limit his gains. Front.
Glenn, obviously you got, you know, four guys from San Antonio area who have been a big part of your defense. How much did the last Alamo Bowl trip influence these guys being here now and coming back? Could there be a new wave of San Antonio players?
Yeah, I don't know how old these guys were. What was that, in 10?
I was a sophomore.
Were you a sophomore? Yeah. I'm sure that, you know, you just ride from the airport to our hotel, and I see the, you know, I see the billboard. So it's all about branding, right? And it's all about these guys. When Coach Spencer comes into their school, is, you know, hopefully we're not just another school. So I think success breeds success. That didn't hurt. These high school coaches around here are very good coaches, but they're also very protective of their kids. And when you get, you know, even the guys before them, the Zach Craigs and the Ryan Simmons and the Chris Catlins up there, and you treat them right, right? You push them to get their degree, and they live with a degree, and they leave with some substance besides just tackling. Right, and getting off blocks. Now I think there's a good word there. And then these guys are a credit. These guys are continuing, you know, the exposure of us down here by their success. So when we come down here now, it's not even like it was then. It was like, wow, you know, Vince Taylor, Ramon, you know, Trey, Jordan, that's where these guys are balling at, and they're having fun and they're having success. So I think that's just a textbook way to entrench yourself in an area. And these kids doing right, these kids doing what they're supposed to, these kids leaving Oklahoma State with a degree and handling themselves on and off the field that all of the Oklahoma State people are proud of.
Thank you. Coach, along those lines, I'm asking this as you're flanked by four guys from Greater San Antonio, but Coach Gundy was saying Monday when y'all got here that he always thought this area was kind of under-recruited. You know, you've been around, you've been an assistant coach. Do you think, I mean, obviously I know Dallas and Houston's got more people and all, but do you, what do you think of the talent pool here in San Antonio, and do you think that it might be an under-recruited area?
It might be, and I hope it stays that way, because I'll take these guys every year. It's funny, you know, I told a story the other day when I first got to Oklahoma State, what, 9, 10 years ago. I'm the new guy on the block. I'm from the East Coast, you know. I've very rarely been across the Mississippi River. And they threw me down here, I think, because there wouldn't be players, they thought. You know, they all want that Houston area. They want that DFW area. They want those East Texas. But it took a couple years now. I think it's getting recruited a lot more now. And these four guys to my left is a reason why. You know, they're saying, geez, these guys from San Antonio are beating our tail every year. Last time I checked, our record against Texas schools was pretty stout. And I think they're all getting smart, which is bad for me, bad for us. But it's these guys that have they make the reputation.
In the front.
Vincent, this is for you. So last year in the bowl game, you were kind of the hometown guy. You had that New Orleans connection from back before Katrina. Now you kind of get to relive that second year in a row. What's that? What was your reaction to finding out you get to do it 2 years in a row in two different places?
One of the things my dad always mentioned to me is it's just a sign from God. You know, he took me back home last year to play in the Superdome for the Sugar Bowl. Now he's taking me back home this year to my second home to play in the Alamo Bowl. So it's a great experience. I get to share it with these guys and my teammates and my coaches, and I'm looking forward to it.
Ramon and Trey, if you guys could just talk about coming back out on the field after the Bedlam game. You guys had played 11 pretty solid games, and then the big plays for the secondary to have a chance to come out and maybe get a little redemption. Is that something y'all have talked about? And how much is that sort of part of the psyche heading into this game?
A big thing that, you know, Coach mentioned, Coach Gundy stresses, you know, we learn from the past, but we never really look back, you know, at the previous games. So, you know, we learn from our mistakes. You know, we correct what we didn't do right the set the first time. And, you know, we just move forward. You know, we don't need any losses to fuel us. You know, we're the type of guys that come out there. We create our own fuel and our own motivation. You know, so we don't really look at Bedlam as a game to create our fuel going to Colorado. You know, we've been grinding for the past couple of weeks. You know, I think we're ready to go ahead and get a W.
Thank you, Ramon.
And just to piggyback off that, that's what we preach throughout the secondary, just having a DB mindset, just having short-term memory. So it's one thing we got to get over, and it's, I mean, big plays would be made on Thursday.
That was Ramon, followed by Trey. Questions? You want to add?
Trey, what do you see as the biggest challenges that Colorado's offense is going to present for you guys as a defense?
It's a kind of a different style, but in the same, they play like a Big 12 offense. They have they do tempo stuff, and they're real physical. So, I mean, that's always a challenge to us. We always want to be the most physical team on the field, and we just got to make plays.
Jordan, you recalled what year you were in the last time OSU was in the Alamo Bowl. Do you remember seeing the name brand, or when Coach Spencer came in, recalling that game when it was played down here?
Honestly, no. I'm just being honest. But, you know, I've always liked Oklahoma State for some reason, just growing up because of the colors, and then, I mean, just different things. So I used to be a running back. I used to like Barry Sanders. So, I mean, I've always, when Oklahoma State offered me, I was really excited. I remember calling my mama and just, you know, being pretty emotional about it. And, I mean, it was a pretty easy decision. You know, they've been winning games ever since Coach Gundy got here. And, you know, the year they offered me, they just won the Fiesta Bowl. So, I mean, it was a no-brainer for me.
Ramon, this is for you. So you play quarterback in high school. I'm sure you've gotten this question before. Have you transferred those skills, that skill set, to playing defensive back at a college level?
I kind of use it. I try to think ahead. You know, and I see a lot of things. You know, I anticipate a lot. You know, sometimes it gets the best of me. You know, but at the same time, sometimes big plays come out of that. You know, playing quarterback back in high school, that's when I started to expose my leadership skills and abilities. And then when I got here at Oklahoma State, you know, my role has kind of progressed as a leader in the secondary, and, you know, it's starting to progress as a leader on the defense. But, you know, a lot of them skill sets, you know, just trying to anticipate what the offense is thinking, you know, what the quarterback sees, so I can anticipate what kind of routes are coming my way.
Ramon, this is obviously directed to you. I know you're a Brackenridge graduate. Wanted to ask you, there's not too many Brackenridge kids or inner city kids, SISD kids, that go and play college football, much less on the FBS level. You might be just one of the few, I don't know. But do you kind of take that with you, and does that kind of motivate you and use that as an incentive, especially early on in your career, the fact that you're one of just a few?
Yes, sir. That's something that we talk about a lot. I talk about my friends back home from San Antonio. I think before me, as far as Brackenridge goes, you know, Sam Hurd was probably the only person to come out of Brackenridge. And then just the SISD area, you know, the inner city of San Antonio, not a lot of people come out of there, you know. So when I got my offer, you know, it was really a big thing, you know, for the area. And my friends back home, you know, I still talk to them. And my family, they know I'm not doing this for myself. You know, I got a lot of people that I'm carrying with me. You know, I do this, first of all, for God. I think give him all the glory. But at the same time, I do this for the guys who didn't get the opportunity, because it doesn't come often.
Question.
This is for Ramon and any other players who want to jump in. Back in July is when Mike Gundy mullet mania began, and here we are 6 months later, and that thing is still flowing. Are you surprised it's gone on this long, and will you suggest that he cut it at any point?
If him wearing a mullet...
Be careful, Ramon.
No, I'm not about to say nothing out of line. But if we continue to have success, if he has the mullet, let him keep the mullet. Coach Spencer need one next. I might get me a mullet.
His wife ain't going to let him do that.
Good one.
Final question?
This is for Glenn. Ramon was talking himself about his growth as a player. He's always been a vocal guy since his freshman year, but how have you seen him mature this season, taking on the starting role?
Well, I mean, I never want to quell a young man's personality, and you're right. I mean, you spend a few minutes with Ramon, and you're attracted to him, and, you know, he's that's just him. That's going to take him a long, long way in life. We just try to keep it channeled, you know, and I think it's the older guys. You know, I'm sure he'll tell you. You know, the Gilberts and the Petersons and the, you know, those guys that came in front of him, Broderick Brown, or those, I could just list a lot of Parrish Coxes. He wasn't around there then, I don't think. But anyway, there's a culture, I think, that we have there. And so it's their personality. And then over time, you know, it gets intertwined with what we as a group believe in and what we stand for and what we stand against. While we play the game, so it just kind of melts together, and he has done that. You know, he's to the point now, I think, where when he gets corrected on something, he knows why, and it's not like I just got to make this grand play every snap. I got to do my job first, right? And then, as I do that, I'm going to do what's best for the team, and if I do it like I'm supposed to in my role, I'm going to end up making some good plays, big plays too, you know, like Vince has this year. So I think it just melts together over time, and it's more of the culture that these guys set. You know, they know I don't have to get ticked off too many times. They'll know it, and they try to police everything before I reach a bowling point in some areas. And so the expectations are there, and he has grasped a hold of that. And now, you know, he's got those young corners around him now. So the roles get reversed through time, and I think, you know, they're going to start picking up the do's and the don'ts and the expectations from Ramon.
Thank you, Coach.